Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. I'm your host, Rebecca Miller. I'm your host, Wayne Wink. It's a great, great morning. And we're here with Tyranza and Stephanie from the Yes We Can Center. And Wayne, I know you have some questions, so I'm giving it over to you.
Okay. Well, I want to start by talking about, you know, my first comment today was with respect to the significant role that the Yes We Can Community Center played in the vaccination of so many of our residents, not only in the town, but throughout Nassau County. So we're at the crossroads of history with that, but we're also potentially at the crossroads of history with a certain NBA team who has progressed into the second round of the playoffs, they being the Brooklyn Nets. And Tyranza, maybe you could talk a little bit about our connection between Yes We Can Community Center and the Brooklyn Nets.
Definitely. The Yes We Can Community Center is the home of the Long Island Nets. So the Long Island Nets have been practicing here for the past probably 6 years. Their team comes here in the mornings, September through May. And we've had the opportunity of being their host location for when they practice. This summer, this past year, they didn't come to the center. Of course, as you know, they went to Florida to play in the bubble. But we're expecting them back in the fall as part of their practicing location. But our relationship with the Long Island Nets continues even in spite of the pandemic. They've been doing basketball clinics with our children in the town of North Hempstead. Our first clinic will actually be held at the Yes We Can Community Center on Saturday, June 12th. And we're looking forward to that. Yet again, another example of our town, our county, or country reopening. We're going to have a socially distanced and safe clinic with the children of the town of North Hempstead and the Long Island Nets. So we're definitely looking forward to that opportunity. They're going to have four additional clinics across North Hempstead in the various parks, and that information will be distributed also on our Facebook and social media. But it's a wonderful partnership between us and the Long Island Nets, where they practice here. And then in addition to practicing, their players come out and do activities with our children.
Yep. For those who aren't aware, the Long Island Nets are the kind of the minor league, what they used to call the D League. And now I think now the Gatorade sponsors that, I think it's the G League.
Yep.
So there's a very good possibility that if you see the Long Island Nets in action, whether it's in a clinic or in practice, there's a real possibility you may be seeing some NBA stars of the future.
Definitely.
Right here in Yes We Can Community Center, which I think is a great thing. And these clinics are actually fantastic for our young people to be able to work on their skills, hone their skills, develop leadership skills. It really is a great thing. And I'm so glad that they're able to not only participate in Yes We Can, but bring that act on the road to a number of different clinics that we're doing throughout the town.
Right.
So a wonderful thing.
So, you know, it's just,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Rebecca.
Yeah, go ahead, Rebecca.
No, I'm sorry, Wayne. I was just going to say it just, you know, where it all started at the Yes We Can Community Center.
Exactly.
It really, truly is an amazing facility. And it would, you know, there may be people in the town of North Hempstead who really aren't even aware. But one of the most incredible things in the center to me, especially when we first opened, is the gym. It is a state-of-the-art gym with, you know, in progressive equipment, and you have so many treadmills, so many, you know, so much equipment. I don't even know if people, you know, if residents really understand what's available there and how it is available to them. Can you talk? I was wondering a little bit, Tyranza, about what all the kind of equipment you do have in the gym.
So our fitness center is a fully functioning fitness center. And you are right. Our residents, when they come for tours, do not realize the opportunity that's available to them right here in the town of North Hempstead. We have total body conditioning equipment. We have free weights. We have bikes. We have treadmills. We have everything that you would have in a larger fitness center, let's say, you know, a larger brand like LA Fitness or anything of a sort. And it's at an inexpensive cost to the residents of North Hempstead. Our fitness center is so equipped that the Long Island Nets, when they are here, their members work in our fitness center. So it's fully equipped for the athlete and the not so athletic to come and work.
That's great. What is it? What's the membership like for it? And is it included in, if you become a member of Yes We Can, how does that work?
If you're a member of Yes We Can and you're 16 or older, you can use our fitness center. It's included in the cost, as I mentioned earlier. For adults, it's $12.50 a month. And for the elderly, it's $10 a month for residents of North Hempstead.
And so for that rate, you have access to the entire facility, the gym, the basketball court when available. You know, I know that there's a lounge there for Project Independence and when you know, that all comes back. So that's quite a deal, I mean, for our town residents. And it really is state-of-the-art stuff. How is it over the pandemic? Did you guys have to space it out? Like, what would people expect to come into when they come into the gym downstairs?
So during the pandemic, we did reopen following strict New York State guidelines. We opened at 33%, which for us were about 20 to 22 of our machines were available, and residents could only be done, only 22 residents we can have at any given time in our fitness center. That's following New York State guidelines. We've upped that to 30 right now because the guideline is now at 50% for fitness centers and gyms. So you will see bikes that say out of order, but they're not truly out of order. They're out of order for social distancing purposes so that residents can safely exercise like every other bike or every two bikes, depending on the guideline and how the machines or the treadmills are situated.
And you even have access to refreshments and lockers down there, right?
There are lockers. You can also shower because there's the shower area, the locker rooms. You bring your own combination lock. And then we have the vending machines. Yes, there's vending machines on our second and third level at the Yes We Can Community Center. We've also had residents come in just to use the Wi-Fi and have a cooler, warm place to be. We have a gallery area where you can sit and you can be on your computer or your device and use the Wi-Fi and just have, you know, we've served the community also as a cooling center at some point. Mm-hmm. We're here for the community in many capacity.
You definitely are. It really is a very, very special facility. I remember dearly when it opened up and the grand opening and how the community came in and everybody embraced it. And it really is a wonderful, wonderful facility. And for all town residents, listening, you know, you should check it out because it is in your town and it is available to you.
Yeah. It is a hidden gem.
It's the truth. Tyranza, or Stephanie, whoever touches on this one, Wayne was bringing up twice so far the pool.
Speaking of cooling off, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I didn't even realize there was a pool there. I probably should have, but I didn't. Yeah. How does that work?
Well, the pool is actually across the street at our sister park at Bunky Reed. It's literally a walk away.
Yep.
And the pool is free to the town of North Hempstead residents. The Bunky Reed pool actually opens on June 26th. And our children at Yes We Can, when they come for summer camp, they'll be going to the Bunky Reed pool to swim. And our residents are invited to come to Bunky Reed also. The hours are 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2:30 to 6 p.m. We're closed from 1:30 to 2:30 at Bunky Reed for cleaning and sanitizing. And we reopen June 26th.
Any resident
is can one go of many to the pool pools for, ahead, in the town system. Bunky Reed is only one of many pools in the town system that will be opening for the summer shortly and providing refreshment and exercise for so many of our great residents.
Does vaccination have to be shown or something? How do I get to the pool if I want to come June 26th as a resident?
For any of our pools, we're going to follow New York State guidelines. The guidelines are changing every week. The pool guidelines have not come out just yet. We're sitting waiting for those guidelines. We spoke to the Department of Health last week, But as of right now, you don't have to be in the water with your mask on, but you have to be on deck with your mask on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
And sorry.
So, no, go ahead. I'm just going to say that's one thing. You've said it a couple of times, and I appreciate it. We are following CDC guidelines on everything. So whatever the rules are, we're strictly adhering to them, which is very, very important.
Right. CDC and State Department of Health guidelines.
The state guidelines more than the CDC. Interestingly, the state guidelines are stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So we continue to follow New York State guidelines with support from the CDC.
Okay. Right.
And we could add, the town can actually add additional guidelines if it be necessary.
Right. Yeah.
So across our pools, like Wayne said, so the earliest pools that are opening, just to give you that information, we have Manor Haven Beach Park Pool and CGM, Clinton G. Martin Park Pool. Those will be opening up June 19th. And then Whitney Pond Park, the pool will be opening Saturday, June 26th. And through all of our pools throughout the town, they're going to be open 2 sessions in the morning, and then we're going to be closed for like an hour or two for disinfecting, cleaning, making sure that you know everything's okay, and then we'll reopen again in the afternoon to make sure everything's okay.
I want to throw in a little tidbit about CGM. That's where Project Independence office is, of course, and they just redid the parking lot. It looks amazing. You know, it had been quite a while, and they did the lines and repaved and leveled. And I think that they were even able to find, you know, extra spaces, you know, when they kind of did the lines. And, you know, prior to the pandemic, you know, that parking lot would get packed. And people would have to kind of make their own spots. But I mean, I think with the beautiful job that the town did in this parking lot, it's going to really, you know, be able to handle, hopefully, everybody who comes to CGM. So it's really nice.
Can anybody explain to me how come that driveway is reversed?
We could, but, you know.
Yeah, I would say that you could probably chalk that up to the great sense of coordination that Nassau County and the town of North Hempstead had at the time. I'd like to think it's improved since, although I'm not going to go on record with that. But there's definitely a coordination issue that makes that entire entry and exit area counterintuitive.
Oh. Well, I think what happened was we had a British planner come and said, this is how we do it. It's going to work.
There have been
because
rumors.
It was built for lorries. That's why. It wasn't built for cars. It was built for lorries.
Right. Yeah.
Now, I don't know. I've always heard that there's a rumor, and I don't know, rumors, but that it was going to change at some point.
That's a rumor.
There have been studies. There have been discussions. You know, I'd like to think at some point in our future, maybe we can reconfigure. But until that day comes, know to enter on the left and exit on the left.
Understood.
It really, it's the most amazing thing. The first time I went there, I was like, is it me? And they do something wrong.
It's like going to New Jersey and having the jug handle turns.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
It takes a while to get used to. And you may never get used to it as a New Yorker.
There's much better signage now, though. Like, it used to be kind of like a little arrow going here, but now it's like, do not enter. I think there are death skulls. And then on the other side, it's enter here. Very, you know.
We're going into another break with that. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.